What do you think of an experienced modern dancer saying that she has suddenly found a deep reservoir of creativity? Now, what do you make of that dancer insisting that finding that creative mission meant she also had to lose her legs forever?
It's almost as if a whole box of creative opportunities has been opened since I've been disabled, just having to problem solve constantly. So although I may not be able to extend my legs or leap like I used to, I think I have grown a lot in my creative thinking as a dancer.
2.5 years ago, Corina Ho received a spinal cord injury in an accident that also killed her mother. In her grief, she learned that her body would always need a wheelchair to move with speed and grace. Corina is now a full-time dancer with a company called Axis, which also sees that having both able-bodied and disabled dancers on stage together is a dazzling creative enterprise that affirms the idea of being an artist and a human. I met Corina, who's 29, last week out in California and discovered an artist with her wheels, not her toes, on the ground, but a young artist just taking off.
Movement is incredibly important. That's kind of the crux of life for me. My injury occurred only 2.5 years ago, and having lived 26 years of my life as a very active person, as a dancer, I knew nothing about wheelchair dance. So coming into this, I started at Axis Dance as an apprentice originally, and it took me a while to embrace that. At first, I was very resistant. I was like, wheelchair dancing, not being able to leap and pirouette and do tendus and all these things that I used to be able to do, that's not dancing. But over time, as I've discovered more range in my body and the grace and the power that I still possess, I've been able to really come to love it.
What do you remember of your accident? Anything?
I remember the whole thing. I was in a car with my whole family. We were on a family road trip. It was actually the last day of the trip. And a semi-truck came up from behind us and rear-ended us. And I was the only person who maintained consciousness. So I remember the force of the impact. And
what was that like?
It was like just being thrown so quickly and so with so much force that you couldn't even move. You couldn't resist it. It was like a blur, and time slowed down. And I remember looking around and just seeing my family once the car had come to a stop. And that was pretty devastating.
Well, you lost some of your family.
Yeah, I did. The outcome of the accident just utterly devastated my family. However, we've been able to really stick together. And although some of us came out with severe injuries, lifelong permanent disabilities, we've been able to move on. And for me, the arts, music, and dance have been like my lifeline into recovery.
You say you were conscious during the accident before and after. Were you conscious of your own injury?
I remember feeling like the lower half of my body was like jelly. I was flopping around. I had no idea why, though, but I was at the time more concerned with what was going on with my other family members. So it wasn't until I probably about 10 minutes into realizing that the accident happened that I looked down and realized that I couldn't move my legs. And I remember telling the 911 responder that I couldn't move my legs, and that was a terrifying moment.
When you were able-bodied and a dancer, there was the top of you and the bottom of you were kind of integrated. That's not so much the case now. How do you deal with your upper body being fundamentally different than your lower body and trying to restore that sense of integrity and grace?
My upper body, it's my arms and my legs now. So I'm a lot stronger than I used to be. And there's a lot of tricks that you can do in order to seem one with the chair. So even though my legs are, you know, flopping around, I strap them to my chair so that when I do tricks or pop wheelies and moving around the stage really quickly, I appear a lot more graceful than I would be if I didn't have the strap. So there's a lot of little tricks that I've been learning from my fellow dancers that have been in the company who have really been mentors to me.
Is part of your challenge as a dancer to convince people in the audience and people watching you that you are one with the chair?
I think my challenge is not so much to convince them that I'm one with the chair, but that I am a dancer. I think my goal on stage is just more to captivate the audience as an artist, rather than bring my whole life story, my disability, into the art. Because just being on stage, being a disabled body on a stage, is a radical act in itself. I don't want my identity as an artist to solely be dictated by my disability, which is very visible and I'm unable to hide it. However, as I continue dancing and exploring my movement, I want people to see the physicality and the strength that I've developed in this process.
Well, if I can shift and be a mentor now, you'll get over that. You won't worry about whether you're known just for your disability or not. It'll all mix together, and you'll make a very powerful statement as you explore the integrity of this whole experience, you know, and you'll age and you'll have different experiences, and you know, it's a huge vessel filling this life, even though you have a different physical shape.
I appreciate that. I know that day will come. Right now I'm also a musician, so I'm working on this project that is telling my story, and it's a similar story where right now I'm trying to tell my audience about my experience through this. However, I don't want that to be the only story. I don't want it to end there. So,
right. What do you think your future is as you move forward as an artist and whatever else you might do?
I'm going to continue dancing with Axis Dance Company and just continue to develop my physicality there. My real goal, just as a personal artist, is to begin performing as a musician. My musical project is called Oniko, which is a play on words of Onward Ho. My friends didn't think that was catchy enough. But I've been working on it for the past 2.5 years, and I would love to just be a disabled musician out there playing and sharing my work, sharing my story, because there isn't enough of that. And I actually spent last weekend falling into a frigid swimming pool in a wedding dress for a music video, which I'm getting ready to release. And I think that it would be a really refreshing thing for the world to see.
Karina, may your leaps be high and your tires not be flat.
Thank you. Same to you.
Take care. Karina Ho is a dancer at the Axis Dance Company and a musician of the Oniko Project.